USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci are very hopeful about an experimental drug that is being tested on coronavirus patients.
Remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant, positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery.
Fauci did note that it's a treatment and not a prospective vaccine, and the president calls this a very positive event. The SBA is announcing they will temporarily stop big banks from submitting small business relief loans on behalf of their customers in hopes of helping smaller banks and smaller businesses access those relief funds instead. This on the heels that Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said any small business relief loan over $2 million would undergo a full review before it's given by the government to ensure help does not go to large corporations instead of companies it was meant to aid in the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Chalk up another win for Joe Biden. The former vice president won the Ohio primary yesterday after it was delayed for more than a month due to the coronavirus pandemic. The election was conducted entirely by mail with no in-person voting except in very special cases. A fuel truck has exploded in a market in Syria. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an improvised explosive device was detonated in a car in the city of Afrin, killing at least 46 people, including 11 children. All of the victims were residents of the city, displaced from different Syrian provinces. The Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit's militia and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is designated as a terrorist organization in Turkey, the United States, and the European Union.
More news is online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
States across the country are continuing to slowly and safely open up their economy. Take Mississippi, for example, where more than 60,000 people have been tested for the coronavirus. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves updates us on the situation down in Mississippi.
Well, we're making progress in Mississippi. Thanks to the president's leadership, we are beginning to reopen our economy. We didn't close down like many other states did, but we are very intelligently moving forward based upon data to reopen our economy. You know, we believe in our state that we understand that we have a public health crisis. We're going to have approximately 239 fatalities from this virus that is going to be announced later this morning. But in addition to that, we have 150,000 Mississippians that are out of work, that have lost their jobs over the last 4 to 5 weeks. So we have not only a public health crisis, but an economic crisis in our state as well. And we have got to get our economy moving again.
The heat is on for much of the western United States. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Parts of the western United States are going to see near record highs again today, a sweltering heat wave continuing. Forecasters predicting unseasonably warm weather from southern Oregon to west Texas. Temperatures are expected to be 15 to 25 degrees above normal for this time of year, challenging daily record highs.
The forecasted high in Phoenix is 100. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.